what makes these top surf swimmers as good as they are?
Well, for anyone listening to this, it is my number one. Obviously, they have the ability, the physiological ability, they have the physical features to be good swimmers. To any ocean swimmer listening to this, to any surf lifesaver listening to this who wants to do water disciplines such as surf races, belt races, tube races, whatever it might be, the foundation to these guys is swimming training. It's something I'm trying to embed in the culture of Bondi Surf Club. Riddo, Kai Hurst, all those great surf swimmers. Daniel McClellan was another one. They are super consistent with their squad training. They are committed to their pool training at all times. And then they've got that fitness. Keep it simple. They're just swim fit. They are swim fit. And when they get in the ocean, it becomes a lot more comfortable for them. Now, in the idea of catching waves, finding the way out and the way in, that's learnt over the fact that you've got to be in the surf. You've got to be in the surf. It's my opinion that you've got to spend time in the surf. Go out, body surf. Just go out and free body surf. That's what I used to do. On a Sunday especially, I would just go out and body surf as far as I could, as far to the beach as I could. That school of body surfing actually won me the 84 title. The fact that I just could hold that dying wave into the gutter at Currawa along with Riddo and Steve Holland and then stand up and won the run. But practice, you can't beat it. And look, those guys like Kai Hurst, his body surfing skills are out of this world.
He's like a dolphin.
Oh, well, maybe he was meant to be a dolphin, I don't know. But some of the body surfing masterclasses that he's put on are just out of this world.